When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. From San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic, this is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. The regular season is over, and the postseason is brought to you by Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code POSTSEASON at checkout and receive a discount of up to $100. Coming up on today's show, we'll discuss the Giants finishing out their season with an ugly sweep at the hands of the Dodgers. The season is over. Bruce Bochy's managerial career, at the very least his Giants managerial career, is over. And it's a little bit surreal to even say that. And the Giants, as they always do, had an unbelievable ceremony for Bochy yesterday. They really pulled out all the stops and had so many former players, and it was just an incredible sight to behold all of the people who Bochy is connected to and how he's the one that ties them all together. It was just an unreal ceremony for Bochy, and he rode off into the sunset on a convertible riding around the ballpark and had this 20-minute post-game press conference with reporters that ended with him tearing up at a question, and that was it. And the era is over, and it really is an emotional moment and a historical moment in Giants history with the departure of Bruce Bochy as Giants manager. So we'll talk all about the ceremony, a little bit about the weekend's games, and then just kind of preview what's to come in the offseason. But first, their final record, the Giants finished the season at 77-85. They finished 29 games back in the National League West behind the Dodgers, who won 106 games. And the Giants finished 12 games out of a wild card spot. They ended up losing their last three. They were 3-7 in their last 10, and their run differential on the season was minus 95. This series did not help at all in the run differential department, losing on Sunday 9-0, on Saturday 2-0, and on Friday 9-2. So minus 18 run differential in this series. So that kind of skews this a little bit, but it happened and it goes into the final calculation. So that run differential had an expected win-loss record of 71 wins and 91 losses. So they ended up outperforming their run differential by 6 wins. So we'll talk all about the season and kind of the ups and the downs of the season in a future episode. But this one is going to be about Bruce Bochy and just kind of looking ahead to the broader picture of what is to come for the Giants in the future. So they really did not do a good job of sending Bochy out on a high note, getting just dominated and swept at home by the Dodgers. But, ultimately the games were just an afterthought at the end of this ceremony that took place on Sunday. I just thought it was really well done. The Giants brought out pretty much everyone they possibly could have for this ceremony. They had their legends and Hall of Famers, Willie Mays, Juan Marichal, Orlando Cepeda. They had legends from the first years of Bochy's Giants career. They had Barry Bonds in the house, of course, Ray Durham, Pedro Feliz, and then they brought out players from the 2010 team. You know, we had Edgar Renteria, Cody Ross, Pat Burrell, Aubrey Huff made an appearance, Andres Torres. Then they brought out players from the 2012 team. We had Gregor Blanco, Angel Pagan. It would be too much to even name all the players who were there. But I think with the 2012 group, they brought out Tim Lincecum for his first appearance at Oracle Park since he left as a pitcher in 2015. So it's been a long time since Tim Lincecum has made an appearance at Oracle Park and just received a thunderous ovation, as he should. I mean, he was such an integral part of those early championship seasons and was just an electrifying presence for the Giants for so many years. And then they brought out 2014 heroes. Then they had current players make speeches and make an entrance. We had Jake Peavy, Ryan Vogelsong making speeches about Bochy. It was just incredible to witness the sheer amount of people who have been influenced by Bochy and who Bochy is like the central figure that holds all of them together. He's like a historical icon with all of these legendary players and moments that these players remind us of. And then Bochy's speech itself was really, really good and had to hold back the tears several times. And if you didn't get a chance to watch the ceremony, I definitely recommend it. You can go on YouTube, the Giants team YouTube page published the whole ceremony, which is like an hour and a half. So I'd really recommend watching it. And then after that, Bochy did a press conference that lasted another 20 minutes, and that's available through MLB.com. You can find that clip, and that's worth watching as well. And the last question that he was asked was, you know, they said that it's a tradition for the outgoing president of the United States to leave a note for his successor, and what would Bochy write for his successor if he were to do the same thing? And what Bochy said is that he would be getting the best job in baseball. And he went on to say he really means that. He talked about ownership, the front office, the ballpark, the area, the fans. And then he said that he's getting the best job in baseball. And he started to tear up, and then that was it. That was the end for Bruce Bochy. So he'll obviously be around. I'm sure it's certainly not the last we're going to see of him. You know, Hall of Fame bound statue will happen at some point. Just couldn't have seen that coming when he came on in the mid-2000s in a transition period for the Giants at that time with Barry Bonds on his way out and a new culture on its way in, and now he's leaving again in another transition period after overseeing an entire era that is underscored by the championships, just a championship era, a golden era that he saw them through from beginning to end. You know, he saw the transition in and he's seen the transition out. And, you know, his legacy is cemented and it's all in a Giants uniform. So we need to just enjoy it and embrace it and thank him for everything that he's done. And it's time to look forward to what's next for the San Francisco Giants. So coming up in the second half of the show, we'll talk about what's next in a broader sense. And I also want to talk about the Willie Mack Award and the winner of that award. Everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite team or seeing your favorite band in person. I want to talk about the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program, where you can attend these shows and events and earn credit towards attending your next live event through Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price, section, row, sit exactly where you want to sit, all through the Vivid Seats app. And what makes them really stand out here is their Vivid Seats loyalty program, which allows you to earn credit back through something called Vivid Seats Rewards. You can download the Vivid Seats app at the App Store or Google Play Store, and you'll be automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. You can attend the biggest concerts, the hottest games, postseason games, theater shows, and more. Download the app, automatically join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today, and make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. If you enter special promo code POSTSEASON at checkout, you can earn a discount of up to $100. Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll talk about Kevin Pillar winning the Willie Mack Award, and we'll kind of preview in a broad sense what's to come for the Giants in this very significant and important offseason. So it was no real surprise that Kevin Pillar won the Willie Mack Award, and what an unbelievable season he had, taking on a very much a leadership role for the Giants and just being a positive contributor in so many different ways. And especially, I've talked about him a lot recently. We talked about how there was that article about his worth and value and whether the Giants would pick it up. But one thing that I keep meaning to mention but failed to mention on those previous shows was about his durability and just the sheer amount of games that he played. He ended up playing 161 games on the season. Not all of those came in a Giants uniform. He missed like three games. He was traded to the Giants a few games into the season, but pretty much every single day in the lineup and contributing maximum effort and just putting his body on the line day in and day out. There was no better person to win this award than Kevin Pillar. So his future does, you know, remain in question a little bit. The Giants will have to decide whether or not to tender him a contract, and I think that he will. And overall on the season, Fangraphs has him pegged at 1.5 wins above replacement, and that is worth on the open market $11.7 million. So he's likely to be able to be retained for less than $10 million in 2020. So I do think that he will be tendered a contract given the value that he's been able to produce. Doesn't come from on-base percentage, doesn't come from strikeout to walk ratio. Comes from durability, playing all the time, hitting for some power, being a good base runner, and being a solid defender in center field. So more importantly, or just as importantly, was the impact Pillar made on his teammates and on the organization as a whole and with the fans. Just the spirit that he embodied, being, you know, an iron man going out there every day and playing hard and just being unrelenting as a competitor, made him an easy choice to win this award. So he gave a really nice speech as well, was honored to accept the award, thanked Farhan Zaidi for trading for him and believing in him. So just a really, really good trade for the Giants that worked out quite well. Derek Law has not had a good season in Toronto, and Alan Hansen was quickly designated for assignment. Those two were involved in the trade. So moving on, it's time to just kind of preview the upcoming offseason. It's perhaps one of the more significant and interesting offseasons in recent Giants history. They will need a new manager. Outgoing manager is a Hall of Fame legend who brought the city its first championships ever and did it multiple times, so it's going to be a hard act to follow. But it's going to be a different type of situation where we have a cutting-edge front office seeking a next-generation type manager, most likely. Although Farhan Zaidi has said repeatedly that what he intends to do and what they did when he was with the Dodgers was that their candidate pool for manager was really diverse. So they're not just going to interview a certain type of person. They're going to interview all different types of people from different backgrounds and really go into it with an open mind. He's talked about that at length. That's how they found Dave Roberts to manage the Dodgers. Roberts was not necessarily high on their list of candidates when they first went into the process, and he emerged. And it was a really grueling process, Roberts has said. There was a good article by Baggerly in The Athletic about what Roberts said about going through that process with Farhan Zaidi and Andrew Friedman with the Dodgers. How did he emerge from that candidate pool to become the manager? And he said it was a really long process. There was multiple rounds of interviews. And he thinks that was partially designed to test kind of the patience and ability to stay clear-headed through grueling rounds of interviews, essentially, because that's part of what's required as being a major league manager is, you know, you've got to stay mentally strong and positive through the daily grind of the major league season and getting asked the same questions by reporters every day. So it's a big job, and it will be fascinating to see who emerges. And when we get some real concrete rumors about who is even being interviewed, we will certainly talk about that all along the way. So lastly, just want to say it was, I think, a good year for the Giants. They had several pieces kind of emerge that could be a part of the future. Farhan Zaidi demonstrated that he very much has a capability to unearth talented players, as we said all along that he was likely to demonstrate. Mike Yastrzemski, the trade for Mauricio Dubon, who looks like he's going to be a big part of the future. Alex Dickerson, that trade, Franklin Van Gerp for Alex Dickerson. I know the season didn't end as well as Dickerson and the Giants would have hoped, given how it started, but we saw the talent was there, and they basically just demonstrated an ability to target guys who are talented and undervalued. And then also find guys like Yastrzemski, who never had even played in the major leagues, and then broke out to have one of the best rookie seasons in baseball. They showed an ability to find some bullpen pieces as well and give guys opportunity who have some talent and who might not have been getting opportunities in the past, like Tyler Rogers, for example. Just I think a solid season and a lot to look forward to. And, you know, they're going to pursue some big free agents, most likely. Just a ton to get into. And tomorrow we'll talk more about the offseason plans for the Giants and what to look for heading into this offseason. So we'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking more about all that. Remember to get this show every weekday. You need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.